You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns. It's so good to be back creating podcast perfection for your football addicted ears. Has it been a truly great week for you? I thoroughly hope so. Did you have a good game week? Did your team win? Or are you a depressed Arsenal fan? Hasn't it felt like an absolute age since we last spoke? A lot can change in football in 7 days. Think about it. Mourinho and Conte didn't kill each other like we expected. Lukaku actually scored a goal in a big game. Arsenal turned Gary Neville into a very angry man. Kane, Aguero and Salah obviously bagged. And the most incredible news of all time, Leeds, yes, Leeds finally won a football match. What a life. But this pod isn't about Leeds, it's about their West Yorkshire rivals. On this very special podcast, we are taking the National Express to Huddersfield, where we are heading to the John Smith Stadium, home of the current Premier League new boys, to count down the seven of the best from Huddersfield Town. My mate Greg in the Seven of the Best office has been pestering me to get a Terriers countdown going and I've been a bit harsh and I've let him wait and wait. But here it is. Last week we crowned Jimmy McIlroy as Burnley's greatest ever player. Big love and thanks goes out to every Seven of the Best player and football friend who gave that podcast a listen. If you're a new listener or a Town fan listening to the pod for the first time, let me give you a rundown what I'm on about. Each week, we will be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. The reason I give you these sensational pod presents where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest football game in the land, 7otb.com. If Seven of the Best was a car, it would be a red Ferrari. Gorgeous to look at and brilliant to play around with on weekends. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you got to do is pick five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and one draw. Us lucky 7OTB players try each week for the £250 in the individual prize. Meaning, if you get the best score in the game that week, the money is yours. Secondly, they have another prize. The £700 team prize is on offer every week. That's where you and all your mates combine your scores together. And if you are the highest scoring team, you win that £700 to share between you. The big prize though, the Champions League, the World Cup, the FA Cup, the Premier League, the League Cup even, all rolled into one is the big prize 7OTB has on offer. If you get seven of the best 4 game weeks in a row, you win £1 million. And best of all, it's free to play. Just head to 7OTB.com. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my million pound on. Well, I have to tell you this, football friends. I've just started my full-time job in central London. So becoming a sardine every morning on a cramped tube isn't the best way to start the day. I think I might get my own personal driver to drive me around places now. I'm a multi-millionaire. You're not a multi-millionaire, you're just a millionaire. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for the Terriers. Then we'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Huddersfield Town players via At The Football Hour. I'll be talking you through my leap back into the teens scoring-wise on 7OTB last week. We'll have a gander at how Ledley Kings legends got on and see what were his his key talking points from last weekend's games. Arsenal fans, fingers in your ears for that bit. Then we'll be walking you through my predictions for week 31, and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 on Saturday the 3rd of March this year. Obviously, it's going to be this year. It's not going to be next year, is it, Alex? But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Huddersfield Town players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Kevin Sharp, Gordon Tucker, or even Gary Roberts, the only player who Huddersfield Town knows to use one foot and give away the ball, probably 9 out of 10 passes, and tries to make himself look good. Huddersfield Town fans will know he was pretty useless. What we will be doing is we're going to be focusing on the cream of the blue and white crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Huddersfield Town. Are you ready? Here we go. At number seven, Jimmy Glassard, one of the greats of the 40s and 50s. Glassard played 299 times for Town between 46 and 56, scoring 142 goals. He had a prolific partnership with winger Vic Metcalf, who supplied the crosses which Glassard would head. His first game after the resumption of the Football League was in August 46, and his last, as I said, was in April 56. Apart from one season in 52-53, Huddersfield were in the first division of the Football League throughout this period. After being used in various positions, midfield and attack, he settled into his most effective position at centre-forward. Although of relatively slight build compared to, say, Nat Lofthouse, he was the top scorer for the club on 6 occasions and joint top scorer in the First Division with 29 goals in the 53-54 season. That's number 7, Jimmy Glassard. Number 6 on the chart, Mark Lillis. Lillis displayed that never-say-die attitude, which Town fans love, and he featured in two promotion-winning teams under Mick Buxton. Never failing to show wholehearted commitment to the cause, Lillis started his professional career at Huddersfield Town in the summer of 78. He played for Town for 7 seasons before being sold in 85 to Man City for $130,000. He stayed at the club for just one season, in which he finished Man City's top scorer with 12 goals. And in August 86 was sold to Derby County for $200,000. Because of knee problems, he didn't play very often for Derby, and in September 87 he went to Aston Villa. After that, he played for Stockport County and Scunthorpe before his playing career finished at Macclesfield Town in the mid-90s. He netted 63 goals in 242 appearances and has since been a popular coach and caretaker manager at Huddersfield Town. Number 5, Marcus Stewart. Fifth is a more modern-day hero, someone who became massively popular under the arches of the now John Smith Stadium, striker Marcus Stewart. He signed from Bristol Rovers for a club record £1.2 million and has proved to be a brilliant marksman for the club, netting 68 times in 160 appearances and earning a high-profile move to Ipswich Town, who he helped win promotion to the top flight. His form at that level put him right on the edge of an England call-up as the goals continued to flow, with his skill and movement in the opposition penalty area earning him many plaudits nationally. Number 4, Ray Wilson. It's an English icon who is next on the list for the Terriers legends, 1966 World Cup winner Ray Wilson, one of the best known players to ever pull on a Town shirt. He played 263 times for the club between 52 and 64 when he moved on to Everton. He remains Town's most capped England international while with the club, having played with the Three Lions 30 times while on the Leeds Road books. Number 3, Dennis Law. It's significant that more than half a century since he left the club, Scotland legend Dennis Law is still considered to be one of Huddersfield Town's greatest ever players. those who saw him make his debut under Bill Shankly and emerge as a world-class talent over the next few years at Leeds Road still talk about the impact he made. Most had never seen anything like him. Not surprisingly, when he was sold to Man City, it was for a then British record fee of £55,000. Law, of course, went on to gain international fame with City, Torino in Italy, and of course, Manchester United, playing in the World Cup with his country and being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. Number two, Frank Worthington. He played more matches for Leicester City, but Huddersfield Town fans will always think of one-time star striker Frank Worthington as one of their own. Flamboyant striker Frank Worthington, who began his career with Town as a schoolboy signing in 1964 and was part of the second division championship title team of 1970. Worthington was not just a very good player. He went on to win England honours after two under-23 appearances whilst at Leeds Road. But a real entertainer in the varied colours of Town. Leicester, Bolton, Wanderers, Birmingham, Leeds, Sunderland, Southampton, Brighton, Tranmere, where he was player manager, Preston North End, Stockport County, as well as a string of non-league clubs and teams in the US, Sweden, South Africa and Ireland. Where did he cram it all in? He led the attack in the top flight for Huddersfield Town and went on to play for England in a colourful career, which included spells at, of course, the myriad of clubs I mentioned previously. Finally, Huddersfield Town's greatest ever player, Andy Booth. Top of the list is, of course, Booth, the club's current ambassador, who scored 150 times for his hometown club in a career goal tally of 188 for Town, Sheffield Wednesday, England under-21s and the Football League under-21 representative side. At a time when the English game was blessed with top-class strikers from the likes of Shearer, Sheringham, Ferdinand, Wright, Fowler, Cole and much more, Andy Booth was doing his thing in the lower tiers of English football. Born and raised in Huddersfield, he joined his boyhood club as a trainee after he was very close to signing with Scarborough in March 1992. He made his debut as a substitute against Fulham. Then manager Ian Ross was convinced enough with Andy's potential that he decided to hand him his first ever professional contract. He was, without doubt, one of the most popular players to ever pull on a Town shirt, and he never gave less than 100% in his two spells with the club. Being part of the playoff promotion winning team against Bristol Rovers at Wembley in 1995 was one of his biggest achievements. He is 7OTB and the Football Hour's greatest Terriers player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own 7 of the best Huddersfield Town players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBHTFC with your selections, of course. Now we are done our chart show, we will move on to 7 of the best matters. Of course, you know this by now, the boss at 7 of the best is the former boss at the back of the Tottenham defence, Ledley King. Yes, you heard that right. Ledley King is technically my boss in a way. And Mr. King does a little news article called 7 Talking Points from the Weekend's Games. You can, of course, read the full article online at our website. Since retiring, of course, he likes to keep us, 7 of the best players, informed with his opinions on the latest football results. And this week, Ledley was, of course, dissing the Gunners. Mr. King said on this 7 Talking Points article, he said, Arsenal were swatted aside by Man City as Pep Guardiola got his hands on his first piece of silverware at the club. City were good, but they certainly weren't at their spectacular best. By the final whistle, Claudio Bravo had created as many chances as every single Arsenal player combined. One, which says more about Arsenal's performance than it does of Claudio's. Ramsey, Xhaka, Ozil, you're walking on a football pitch at Wembley. You're a disgrace, an absolute disgrace, said Gary Neville in his post-match analysis. Arsenal are available to be picked for your 7 of the best game week 31 predictions if you trust them to get the points. I don't think Ledley will certainly be picking them this week. As well as writing his website articles, Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of 7 of the best, like We all do. He has a pretty cool team on the game, and they didn't do too badly last game week. Much better than me, Ledley. The legend scored 70 points last week, but finished outside the top 30 in the weekly competition. Ledley could only muster 10 points, pretty average, while Sean Wright Phillips bagged 16, that's very good, and both Robbie Keane and Titus Bramble managed 15. Titus Bramble's good at this game. If you want to set up your teams like Ledley has done, all you have to do is go to our website, set up your profile, I'll get all your mates, and what you can do is go to manage my team section on our website and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. It's all there, it's really easy to use, and if you set up your team and you win and you get the most points on 7 of the best, guess what? Your team gets £700 to share. Right, enough of Ledley and his Premier League legends. Here were my results last game week, and they're pretty shoddy. I started off well. My banker was Wigan, and they beat Rochdale, so that scored me 4 points. Then I went for Liverpool, 3 points. I've already got 7. Then my home win, Norwich drew 0-0 at home with Bolton. What are you thinking, Canaries? Then Derby, 3-3 away at Reading. I was thinking away win. Aston Villa scored me 3 points. Good lads. They're on a roll at the moment. If you're 7 of the best player, keep an eye out for them. But then finally, I got let down once by my own football team because I thought Leeds are rubbish at the moment. They're not going to get a win. I went for a draw, but they managed to win, which technically I'm very happy about. And then finally, Borough-Sunderland was a draw. I went for an away win. So not too good last game week. I scored a total of 13. Pretty average. I'm getting close. I'm better than Ledley King, though. I want to give a massive shout out, though, to someone. A very modest someone. Our week 30 individual winner was Aaron Kalinski. Big congrats to Aaron. Aaron got in contact with the pod, so thank you for doing that, and was very funny in his acceptance speech. What do you think of this, football friends? This is Aaron's words about his big win. Here we go. It was always a matter of time before I won the prize. My superior knowledge was always going to be a challenge for the other players, and I look forward to commencing battle again next week on my way to the million. I'd like to thank my old friend, Harry, his family, and most of all, the fans that come out to support me week after week. It's clear to see after this weekend, I simply run football. Well, as I said, a very modest young man, Aaron. Thank you for getting in contact with the pod. And, well, congratulations on the £250. If you want to win £250, as I say, you get your selections in and hopefully you'll be the top point scorer. My selections for next week, and hopefully I will win, are I've gone for wins for Liverpool, Arsenal, Villa, Wolves, and I've gone for non-league action. Flyed are away at Torquay. Torquay are rubbish. Flyed are flying. My banker is Spurs. They're at home to Huddersfield Town. My draw is Swansea City versus West Ham. Simple as. To enter your predictions, all you have to do, head to our website, 7otb.com, to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. And just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week predictions. You must make the selections by 3:15 on Saturday the 3rd of March. It's free to enter and you can play your way to £1 million. You are always 4 weeks away from that milli. Finally, follow at 7OTB Football on Twitter and hit that like button on Facebook for all the latest stats to help decide which team to pick. Thank you so much for listening to this Huddersfield Town 7 of the Best special. Thank you, football friends. You're very kind for letting me talk rubbish into your ears. The best people, though, are 7 of the best. You need to go set up your account. Go get on it now. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast as well, 7 of the Best. And I will see you, football friends, next week, okay? All right, have a good week. Bye.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.